you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On this week's edition of Career Talk, we continue our three-part series on professions in the sporting arena. Today we look at the life of a professional athlete. Welcome to the program.
Men's 100-meter final. Bolt gets out pretty well, so does Rogers. Gatlin's got out a little bit better though, and Bolt and Gatlin are right together here. It's Gatlin at the moment, and here comes Usain Bolt, and Bolt gets it! Oh, does he? I think he has! Usain Bolt!
Professional athletes are not just experts in a particular sporting discipline. They're also performers and entertainers. Fundamentally, they're paid to perform for the audience, which is one of the reasons sports is so exciting. Performance coach at Technique Lab, David Riley, tells us who is a professional athlete.
Professional athletes are athletes who make a living out of sport. Anyone who is involved in parading their skills for entertainment purposes, playing a sport for money. And they're a lot like actors and musicians.
Mr. Riley outlines some of the challenges the profession may bring.
Life as a professional athlete is very much routine, just like most of the other careers. The job is very demanding, both physically and mentally. And so they have to train really hard to be in the best possible shape. Professional athletes must always perform at their best at all times, or they stand a chance of risk losing.
Performance coach at Technique Lab, David Riley. There are many instances where the performance of a professional athlete has kept us at the edge of our seats, biting our nails, or possibly had our hearts pumping.
Carlos Brathwaite! Carlos Brathwaite! Remember the name! History for the West Indies!
We can all attest to that historic moment when the West Indies senior men's team won the 2016-2020 final. Pro athlete and World Youth 400-meter champion Martin Manley says for him it's all about dedication.
Well, if you want, put your nose up around as a Jamaican senior. Once you have a good coach and good people around you, a great support system, stress will not enter easily.
And as for making money from the sport, Mr. Manley says that will come eventually.
It doesn't make sense to think about the money. The money will come. I think building your character and trying to get in touch with it, and the money will come after.
Professional athletes are at the heart of all the fun and excitement fans get from the sports. They are responsible for appeasing patrons. Sports analyst and football player Owen Hill provides an insight into the mountainous task pro athletes undergo to please fans.
We operate in a space that people are paying money in order to watch a good show. So an athlete is expected to always perform, no matter the circumstances. And if you're a patron who goes to watch a game, you're not really concerned about whether or not the athlete is hungry or whether or not the athlete had the right gear to training or, you know, whatever happened during the build-up to the game.
Sports analyst and football player Owen Hill. Professional athletes also face the constant threat of injuries that could end their careers.
Well, injuries are those things that mitigate the person's performance. An injury prevents you from performing at your best, whatever the injury is. Of course, there are different levels and grades of injuries. Some person can still be competing or playing, even though they're injured, but they're still not at their best. So injuries mitigate the individual from performing at their best.
Performance coach at Technique Lab, David Riley. Most professional athletes spend a good part of their lives training and practicing, which most sports analysts say is the key to success. In the words of Olympian and world record holder Usain Bolt, everyone gets the same 24 hours. It's just what you do with it. That's it for this week's Career Talk. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Shanari Ferron. Join us next time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.